This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Often referred to as the Beverly Hills Psychotherapist, Barbara Neitlich is a licensed clinical social worker and an expert in the treatment of children, adolescents, and adults with anxiety, depression, and body image issues. Barbara, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here today.
Well, thanks so much for coming out as well. Barbara, what do you mean striving for perfection could equal depression? Let's start there.
Well, saying that I can do it all and the idea of perfection is actually truly a fantasy, or what is called an irrational belief. Look, no one is perfect. So when someone says I can do it all with ease, or their life is perfect, or they're perfect, is actually a red flag. It's actually concerning. Perfectionism, in its core, is actually a fear of failure, a fear of rejection, and a fear of not being good enough. So depression comes into play when someone sets the bar to an unattainable, unrealistic standard, and they're consistently not able to attain what they set out to do. Let me explain further. We all have what's called a duality in our thinking. We have a part of our mind that will push us to our limit, while another part will say, you can't do that. The part that pushes us to an unrealistic limit is that perfectionistic part, while the other is much more of a rational, realistic part. When you don't achieve what you set out to do, quote-unquote, perfectly, the perfectionistic part actually comes down very hard on the realistic part, and it will say things. It will have negative messages, such as, you're a failure, I told you you couldn't do it, I told you so. And therein lies the basis for what we call the groundwork for a depressive state of mind.
Where does the idea of being perfect originate from in one's mind?
Well, the idea of being perfect can originate from a variety of places. It can originate from childhood, it can originate from religious beliefs, or it can be what we call a coping mechanism. And a coping mechanism, that is where the thought helps the individual cope with outer circumstances that are actually beyond their control. So let me give you an example. A child who grows up in a home with parents who are fighting all the time may have a fantasy that if they're perfect, then the parents wouldn't fight anymore. And what happens is we actually bring these types of thoughts and coping strategies with us into our adolescent years, and more importantly, into our adulthood. However, the problem is that these coping strategies don't work. They don't work as in a child, they don't work as an adolescent, and unfortunately, they certainly don't work as an adult.
So wait a minute, I'm confused. Shouldn't I always strive for more and be my best?
Striving for more and being your best are completely different than the idea of being perfect. You have to understand the idea of being perfect is a trap because perfection simply doesn't exist. So, for example, it's like a hamster running on a wheel. You're not getting very far, but you're exerting a ton of effort. So being your best and striving for more is about actually looking at who you are, what's meaningful and realistic for you. That's not to say that you shouldn't aim high. Aim as high as you like. Set your goal super high, but actually allow yourself room for errors, room for change, empathy toward yourself, and forgiveness for perhaps not getting it exactly right or quote-unquote perfect the very first time.
Today we are with Barbara Neitlich, who is a licensed clinical social worker and an expert in the treatment of children, adolescents, and adults with anxiety, depression, and body image issues here on the eHealth Radio Network. So, Barbara, if I'm not perfect, then what am I?
Well, the truth is you're human, but let me expand on that a little further. Individuals who engage in perfectionistic thinking often feel as if they give up this type of thinking, that they are, quote-unquote, nothing, or they feel like they have not accomplished anything. This is what I call hype of the mind. Hype of the mind is where your mind gives you messages that are simply false. Well, you may ask, why? Why would my own mind do that to me? Well, you have to remember, our minds become ingrained in patterns very easily. This often comes from childhood. And many of us remain ingrained in black and white thinking from our very early years. For example, people will often think, if I can't do it all, then I shouldn't do anything. Or, if I'm not perfect, then I'm just a loser. However, this is a very, very young way of thinking. A child, depending on the age, only has the capacity to think in black and white. But as adults, we really have to emerge out of this black and white thinking and begin to get comfortable with the middle ground. Truthfully and unfortunately, many adults have a really hard time sitting in the middle ground. It's uncomfortable, it's difficult, and truthfully, it's not immediately satisfying. However, this is actually the place where you will start to see a difference in your attitude, in your mood, and it will actually allow you to progress toward your goals. The pressure to be perfect can actually lead to depressive thoughts and feelings while staying in the middle ground, allowing yourself to make mistakes, allowing yourself compassion and understanding and empathy leads to a much brighter state of mind and truly a better state of well-being.
What are some strategies that one can use on a daily basis to increase realistic thoughts and decrease perfectionist thoughts?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to set realistic, achievable goals for any projects or any errands that you take on a daily basis. The second thing is you want to be easy on yourself. Forgive yourself for the mistakes that you make and really understand that you are only human. Third, try to understand that perfectionism only exists in your mind. The only person who is pushing for this is you. The next one is to use positive affirmations. I love to use these on a daily basis. You can say things to yourself such as, I am fully and completely accepting of my success as well as my errors. And finally, you can utilize something called a cognitive behavioral technique, such as thought stopping. And this is where when thoughts come up in your mind, such as, I won't be happy unless I finish this project, you can envision a big red stop sign in your mind and actually slow yourself down and try to stop the negative thought. And finally, each and every day, try your best to celebrate, even if it's just a bit of success. Celebrate it, enjoy it, and understand it.
Great information. Now, in conclusion, Barbara, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
If you feel that you're running on that wheel and not getting anywhere, most likely, you're in a perfectionistic state of mind. You want to use this opportunity to notice this state of mind and slow yourself down. Take about 10 minutes, do some deep breathing exercises, and then sit down and really reevaluate what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what you want to accomplish. Then ask a close friend or trusted family member to look what you have written and actually give to you their objective opinion. It's so often that when we're inside our mind, we see things the way that we want to see them. When we show it to trusted family members or friends, they can often have insight into when we're quote-unquote spinning our wheels.
We've been talking with Barbara Neitlich, often referred to as the Beverly Hills psychotherapist, who is a licensed clinical social worker and an expert in the treatment of children, adolescents, and adults with anxiety, depression, and body image issues. And the website of reference is integralpsychotherapy.biz. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening to this Relationship Advice channel, and until next time, enjoy.